As time has gone on, historians have pointed more and more to the integrative effect of the Nazi ideal of the so-called people's community, Volksgemeinschaft, defining itself through the exclusion of Jews and others and offering a utopian vision of a wondrous future in store. So whereas earlier practically all Germans appeared to have been opposed to Hitler, now practically all Germans seem to have supported the regime. Some leading German historians now speak of the Nazi regime as a consensual dictatorship. A Canadian historian, Robert Gallatly, in his book Backing Hitler, went so far as to claim that the German people, quote, supported Hitler to the bitter end in 1945, end of quote. Some had, he admitted, had enough by March 1945, but even so, the consensus, as he put it, broadly held throughout. How valid is such a generalisation? Well, clearly there was extensive support for important strands of Nazi policy, most obviously rearmament, rebuilding German international strength, and Hitler's successive steps to overthrow the detested Versailles Treaty in one triumph without bloodshed after another. It could also be claimed that there was a pre-existing underlying consensus on which Nazism could build, stretching across wide swathes of the German population beyond the organised left. Among these elements of the pre-existing underlying consensus were antipathy to Weimar democracy, visceral hatred of socialism, resentment at Germany's loss of great power status, thirst for restoration of order, whatever that meant and by whatever means, and readiness to accept discrimination and violence against perceived internal enemies and unloved minorities as the price of economic recovery and national revitalization.